Find out which guests are being featured this week. Read our network press releases and read the blog posts from your favorite hosts. Go to iradioblog.com today, powered by the Voice America Talk Radio Network.
The following program is being brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check our additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the following program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.
Good morning, and welcome to Being Here with host Ariel and Shia Kane. The Kanes will take you on an exciting exploration, which will open the door to living in the moment. Now, here are your hosts, Ariel and Shia.
Good morning. Good afternoon.
And good evening.
Welcome to Being Here. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia. Wherever you are on this lovely planet, we're welcoming you to Being Here.
Yes.
And today, we're going to be talking about mastery, which is one of my favorite subjects.
Mastery. We were talking to some of our German and Swiss friends recently, and they were wondering what mastery was. And please excuse me if I garble this word. I think they called it Meisterschaft.
I think so.
That's pretty close. Mastery. Being the master in your own life, or as far as a dictionary term, it's having possession of a consummate skill or being in full command of a subject. And so today...
And we're talking about the subject being your life. So having a consummate skill, like the master of a ship who sails around the world, you are the master of your own life should you choose to. There's some cost to it, though. You have to give up what you've been taught to discover who you are, and then it becomes pretty easy.
You have to give up your concerns about performing well to simply allow yourself to be yourself.
Oh, we didn't talk about it yet, but we finish each other's sentences, Ariel and I.
And so, we simo-speak.
We certainly do. So if we do...
Please include it.
Don't offend yourself.
It's our style.
Unless you want to offend yourself, and if you do...
Then you're no longer the master of your life. You're a victim of the circumstances.
A victim of the programming.
Yeah. Oh, I like that.
Yeah,
that's really true.
See, our approach is not psychotherapeutic. We're not going to try to change you or fix you or make you better. We're not going to fix your wounded inner child. We're not going to in any way try to improve you. But what we will do is create a possibility where you can discover how to live in the moment, how to access and live in the current moment of your life.
Now, that's really... I was listening to you. I was going to say something. I totally forgot what I was going to say. Not that it really matters, because what you had to say was so incredible.
Oh, thank you. Anyway.
Listening is actually a really key to being master in your life. Let's talk about listening a little bit. I know we do at the top of most shows, but it's so useful... Because usually, you smart people out there do things in addition to listening. You don't simply listen to hear another person's perspective or hear what they're being said. You take what's being said, bless you. I know you don't say generally bless you when someone coughs, but why not?
You can bless me as much as you like.
Thank you. You take what's being said and you look to agree with it or disagree with it or slot it into what you already know. You compare it to what's in your knowledge bank rather than simply listening.
And a lot of you real smart ones, when we stop for a moment to say cough or take a breath, you finish where you think we're going. But it's always based on what you already know, because you're not mind readers. You just are people who think you read other people's minds when you're busy completing their sentences in your head.
Well, even if you are a mind reader, there's still something that's really a blessing in slowing down to being here. So today, obviously that's the title of our show, we're going to slow down enough to be here and look at what it takes to have mastery in your own life, to have a consummate skill in running your own life. And there are certain things that support you in being a master in your own life. And Shai and I were looking at the different aspects of it today, and we're looking at it, that you gain mastery by being present.
So your ability to be with what it is that you're doing in any moment, that creates mastery. You know, I don't know that we actually finished talking about listening from the perspective of hearing what another person has to say from their point of view, where what's important is not what you think about what's being said, whether you agree or disagree, but that you actually hear another's point of view. This leads to illumination, where you suddenly can see through another's eyes, and that gives you a different worldview.
In fact, those of you who are listening today and who have listened to our show more than once, what you're training yourself in is being a masterful listener, among other things. But as you develop the skill set of listening with consistency and with practice, and the show is like practice, you practice being here until it becomes your natural form. I know that when Shai and I first started Pilates, our favorite form of exercise, or one of our favorite forms, we stood in a different way. We moved in a different way. And as we strengthened our core muscles, we learned to naturally stand upright, resting from top to bottom on the soles of our shoes or on the balls of our feet, depending on if we're wearing shoes, but not pulled in on ourselves or slumped over, but resting quite naturally upright. And it's become our natural form, so that even when we're fatigued, we have a tendency to stand in this way that supports us. So too it is with being here and listening. The more you practice a skill set, the more it becomes natural to you, not something that you have to think about. Another thing that supports mastery is approaching things and doing things as if you want to do them.
Not that you have to do them, but it's like that it's your idea. You get actively interested.
Actively interested in?
What it is you're doing in each moment. What it is you're up to.
So if you take a look at anything, something that you're masterful at, and each of us are, you could actually, if you're saying, well, I'm not masterful at anything, then you're certainly masterful at the story that you're inadequate. And you've practiced that story and you've rehearsed it over time. So even the idea that you're not good at anything, if that applies to you, then that's something that you've worked at. And anything that you've worked at, you become masterful at. And if you want to see what else you're masterful at, just take a look. It shares similar components. Having a beginner's mind is really something that supports you in having mastery. Because I realize it. Sometimes when people come to our courses and they sit there as if they already know everything, they don't absorb the brilliance of all the people around them. And I saw it for myself when I was learning how to fly fish, that if I thought I already knew, or if I was embarrassed at having forgotten a piece or a move, or if I did something incorrectly that didn't have my cast be masterful, it was really important to drop the embarrassment and to allow myself to not know and to ask and to listen. And it made the learning curve so much shorter and so much easier. We have a caller on the line.
Let's. Pat, are you there?
I think, is it Pat? Oh. I think we have Belle.
Oh, Belle.
Hello.
Hello.
Who's there?
This is Belle. Hi, Ariel. Hi, Shia. How are you?
Oh, see, I was right. It is
Belle.
Where are you calling in from?
I'm calling in from the Bronx, New York.
Welcome to our show.
Yes, welcome to our show. So
Thank you so much for having us. Excuse me?
Do you have a question for us today?
Yes, I do. My question is, I have completed my master's last year, and lately my manager has been on me to continue taking insurance classes. So my question is it a smart move to, like, invest in a field that I don't necessarily know I will continue in? I'm in insurance. I don't necessarily know if I will continue in insurance.
Yeah, that's a really, really good question, Belle. I like that question a lot. I'll tell you why. See, you're going to be going to work tomorrow.
Yes.
Yes?
Yes.
Okay. Now, that's where you're going to spend the rest of your life for tomorrow.
True.
See, your whole day at work is where you are going to be for that 8-hour, 9-hour, 10-hour period, however many hours a day you work. And then you're going there the day after that and the day after that, yes?
Yes.
Perfect. So the game is this. If it's worth it to invest, yes, it's worth it to invest because that's all you really know you have. And I would invest with totality in what you're doing every moment of every day, you see. So if what you're doing is insurance, then and that's what you're practicing every day, then you should get as good at that as you possibly can so you become a master in the field.
That makes so much sense. I didn't even think about it like that, but that is because that's what I'm doing right now. So that makes so much sense.
You know, Belle, we have to be moving to a break here shortly, but there's certainly more to talk about with your question here because it's a really deep and meaningful one. Can you come back with us after the break?
Sure can.
Excellent. So Belle's coming back. We'll be back. Come on back.
And don't miss
being here.
Be sure to friend us on Facebook. You can do it right now. Visit Facebook.com/Voice America or search for us at keyword Voice America.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Canes Fun Interactive Workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Canes books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Your online community for positive change. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here.
Yes, welcome back to Being Here.
We're talking with Belle. You still there? Belle?
Yes, I'm still here.
Oh, good. So what did you get your master's in?
I got my master's in business administration.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
And don't you think that that master's and the process of getting that master's will support you regardless of what profession you put yourself toward now?
Yeah, because the master that I got was a general master's. It wasn't in, like, I'm an accounting major. I got my BA in accounting, but the master's I got was just a general. It wasn't focused on anything in particular.
I tell you, I really loved what Shia had to say to you about going forward.
Well, you know, I have this idea also, Belle, that you work in an environment where people complain.
Yes.
Good. Now, that being the case, you see, if you work in an environment where people complain, pretty soon you're going to be complaining in your head also, either against what they're saying, about their complaints, or along with them. And if people where you work are like people that I've observed around the world, they are usually complaining about whatever is going on in their life or their occupation with the idea that something, off in the future, the right set of circumstances,
the better occupation.
Right. Something better will come along to save them from the routine life that they're living doing their job.
Definitely.
And so you get infected with that bug, and it's like getting sick, you know? You suddenly don't feel nurtured by work. You think that, and you start to find reasons why you should move on.
And your boss gets excited enough about what you're up to that he or she says, why don't you invest even more? Why don't you learn even more? And rather than that being an exciting adventure, it's an imposition put on you by the boss, and I don't know why I should go through the effort because I may not be here permanently, and what good is that going to do me?
I got news for you. You're not going to be here permanently anyway.
Which is true.
Then nobody's here permanently. We're only here on borrowed time. When the time runs out, we're no longer here. So you might as well enjoy where you are and what you're doing, no matter what that is, because it's where you are and what you're doing.
Yeah, that makes so much sense, because I am and I like the company. So it definitely would be worth the investment.
Of course it would be worth the investment. Mm-hmm. You're worth the investment, Belle.
The other thing, Belle, is Shia and I have known you for a short period of time, now relatively short, and the thing that I've noticed about you is how much you love people and how much you are excited by your life, and at the same time, how you drive with your brakes on.
Yeah.
Almost as if you don't want to let yourself explode out of the starting blocks because of something.
Well, you've got a story about who you are that you've told yourself for your whole life. And, the interesting thing about transformation is you still have a story about your life, but you're not the story about your life. You're not the voice you listen to. You are a possibility in each moment of an entirely different moment of now, a different life. Whatever happened in your past is completely gone, really, unless you bring it in to find proof that you're still the same old Belle.
Yeah, I try to drag it with me sometimes when I have to stop. Yeah, definitely, living in the past. It's like, no, it's just definitely a true statement when you say, like, with the brakes on. It's just like, I don't think sometimes I just don't want to get there too fast.
Well, I think sometimes people develop that strategy at school because you want to fit, and you want to fit in. And if you got there too fast and too much faster than everybody around you, then the competitive herd gets upset. But the thing is that if you've never let yourself go as far and as fast as you're capable of, you won't recognize that there's a whole other set of people waiting for you to play with them who have had the courage to go as far and as fast as they're capable of.
Yeah, that makes sense, because we did that in school. We did, and they did look down on you when you were like, what do you mean you're finished? So, yeah, that's definitely a true statement.
Yeah. You know, we were looking at something about mastery today, and we realized that if you really want to master a subject, you have to let yourself be interested in it. We once did this fly fishing class, and we have a friend, Andy, who went to the class, and he was a natural. He was so much better at it than we were when we first picked up a fly rod. But he will never master it because he doesn't
have an interest in it.
Which is not a failing on his part. He has an interest in other things, like
right.
Flying airplanes and computers.
But the point is, if you aren't interested in what you're doing, you'll never have mastery. If you're doing it just to make a living or to get through your day, well, then you have a very, very small percentage of the fun that's possible in what you do.
It's as if you have a lid on your passion. There's a whole other possibility waiting for you.
And what kind of person would you be anyway, Belle, if you got passionate about accounting?
I don't know if I'm getting more excited. I guess so.
And insurance.
Oh, yeah, insurance. Insurance, for God's sakes. Being passionate about insurance.
Say that again?
No, I'm saying, I guess it can always go farther. It always can go farther.
Well, I don't know about farther, but I think you can go in more depth into where you are. You see, if you're going to be investing your 40 hours a week at your job, you might as well be the best at it and be there enjoying yourself and enjoying each moment of it rather than being there as a complaint that you have to do it.
Exactly.
And I have a feeling that as you learn more about insurance, rather than it being this boring, dull subject, it will be unlocking puzzles. It'll be an exciting adventure into statistics and things that you actually already enjoy anyway.
And, you know, there'll be things that you'll discover about what you're doing where suddenly things will make sense that were just things you knew to do, but it was more by rote at that time.
Wow. That makes a lot of sense. That actually does. That makes a lot of sense.
Excellent. We're so
glad.
You called in about that today.
Me too, and I'm excited.
That's very exciting. I'm excited to see what happens for you in this year ahead.
I am too. Good thing.
It is true. 2010 was a brilliant year, and 2011 is starting out to be an exceptional year. You have to talk.
Definitely. I'm looking forward to it.
Excellent. Excellent. Thanks for calling in today.
Thanks for having me.
You're welcome.
You know, for those of you who want to practice the mastery of living in the moment. We have some opportunities coming up. I figure it might be a great time right now to tell you about them. The first is we will be back in the New York area February 14th on Valentine's Day. And there, we'll be talking about how to create a magical relationship. And we're going to be at our new location at the Hotel New Yorker on 34th and 8th. It's going to be an exciting video event, and I'm personally, on behalf of Cheyenne and myself, inviting you to join us.
Please do. We'll have fun.
And tell your friends. Let's have it be a lively event. And if you want...
It will be a lively event. We're going to be there.
That's right. And we're lively.
That's right.
And for those of you in the European community, don't worry. We're having the international teleconference on the 15th, on Tuesday. So you can learn about how to create a magical relationship there. Now, weekends coming up in the New York area, we're doing a brand new course, and it is called License to Live. And the dates of that are the 11th to the 13th. So it's not too early. 11th to 13th?
Of March.
Right. It's not too early. You should get your airfares. Come on in if you're not in the area. And also for those of you in Europe, you are welcome to come. And you can also go to Hamburg. We're doing the Freedom to Breathe on March 31st, and then the Freedom to Be Yourself, April 1st through 3rd. And you can find out more about that really easily on our website, transformationmadeeasy.com. And I know lots of times people are listening to this
in the archives.
So if those two dates are passed, or 3 dates, because we told you 3 things.
You can always go to our website and look and see what's in our schedule.
You know, what we're doing, the theme doesn't matter so much.
It's about discovering how to live in this moment of your life with consistency.
And like we were telling Belle, if you find yourself having an interest in well-being, an interest in being in the moment, an interest in listening and being here, then look and see what we're up to. And we recommend you make an investment.
In you.
And while you're at it, it really helps if you have people around to support you. So share this show with your friends. Start a conversation about it. It's an exciting adventure, and your friends aren't going to want to miss it.
And it's easy to share these days, you know, you just give them the URL or the direct link and poof, they're there.
That's it, Twitter, Facebook, and we're going to break now. We'll be back shortly.
Come on back and
don't miss being here.
Now you don't have to stay linked to your desktop or laptop. Take Voice America on the go and listen anywhere. Get our mobile app for iPhone, BlackBerry, or Android at the Apple iTunes App Store, BlackBerry App World, or Android Market.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you too can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Kane's online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on being here, write comments on the Transformational Moments blog, and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Listening on a higher dimension. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back
to Being Here.
Yes, being here. That's my echo. You like my echo?
Being here.
There's Shia's echo. Welcome back to Being Here. I'm Ariel.
I'm Shia.
And the show...
We're talking about mastery, and we have a caller on the line.
Now we have Pat. We can take your call. You there, Pat?
Yes, hi. Hi, Ariel and Shia.
Hi, where are you?
I'm calling from Manhattan, but I live in Brooklyn, New York.
Oh, well, welcome
good.
To the show.
New York is well represented.
Thank you. I'm happy to be here. And just like Belle, the previous caller, I'm also an accountant, and I am interested in knowing how do I deal with upsets or negative emotions, because sometimes my mind tends to play back a situation that happened that I didn't like. And I know anything that you resist persists and grows stronger. And I'd like to know how to stop that automatic replay in my brain of what happened and to move on.
That's great. That's such a great question. You know, most we have that down on our little list of things to talk about, that when you get upset, you lose the current moment of your life because you go into this automatic mechanical conversation with yourself about how you don't like what's happening, and you, like you say, you replay it and rehash it, and each time you do it gets you more upset. Have you noticed that?
Yes.
Good. That's a starting place. Now, what Ariel and I discovered was that each of us, that includes you, Pat, have the ability to back out of an upset as soon as you realize you're heading for it. See, most of the time, we don't even realize that we're moving into an upset until we're well into it. And then we resist it, and that keeps it going. But, you know, if you were driving down the street in your car, you have a car?
Yes, I do.
Good. So you're driving down the street, and you make a mistake and turn up a one-way street. What's the first thing to do?
Stop and back up.
There you go. Stop and back up. It's that simple. Well, it's the same way with your upsets.
Okay. So does that mean, because I get confused about to let the emotion, because I was under the impression that I should just let the emotion acknowledge that it's there and feel it.
Well, there's a few things about that. First of all, there's more than one kind of emotion.
Okay.
There's true emotion, which you can really feel. Like if somebody, you've been to our Monday nights, and sometimes somebody will stand up. Like one night, a fellow stood up and said, "I've been diagnosed with cancer."
Right.
And there was kind of a wave of sadness that happened because he was sad. People were feeling for him. Then there's thought-generated emotion. And that's a lot harder to get rid of because it's not real to begin with. And that's where I can say to myself something like, well, gosh, what happens if somebody jumps out or there's a snake here? And I start thinking of snakes and I get myself all frightened.
Yes.
But there's no snake. It's all in my thoughts. So one of the things that happens is when you replay an event, the emotion that comes with that is not necessarily from the event. It can be a thought-generated emotion that comes along with the rehashing of it.
That's true.
And one of the things that happens is when you rehash, when that button... If I were to take you in front of an old-fashioned jukebox and we were to hit A7 and out flips a record... And the record starts playing, "Poor Me," you wouldn't think it's you saying poor me, you wouldn't take it personal, would you?
No, I wouldn't.
So what happens is sometimes your life is like a finger poking A7 and up rehashes that event, and you think it's you rehashing it, and you take it personally.
Right.
It's just something running.
Now, the other thing, Pat, is that most of the time we get ourselves upset over what we don't like, what we'd rather be different, you know? So an upset is driven by your saying no to how your life circumstances run.
Yes.
And if you allow yourself just to be there and be a yes for what's happening in your life, I mean, it takes practice because most of us are a no to almost everything. I have a friend who you say, you want to go to the movies, and he'll say, no, what's playing? But the first thing that comes up is a no. And knowing that allows you to gain mastery over your own internal dialogue, over the voice in your head that says no as its first response to whatever's showing up in your life.
I can see that, yeah.
There's another thing about upsets, though, Belle. See, upsets have had, in many people's lives, a use. So being upset has been useful. And most people get upset to get what they want or think they want. So like a child in a shopping, on a line at the supermarket wants some candy from the stand there they have right by the cash register. And they have it there just so people will want it. And the mother says, no, you can't have it. And the child gets upset. And if they get upset enough, oftentimes they end up keeping the candy.
Yeah.
So we've learned to manipulate and dominate our surroundings by getting upset.
Or by threatening to get upset.
Lots of people dominate and manipulate their relationship that way.
Right. And then relationship goes right down the tubes.
Okay. Thank you.
You're so welcome. You know, it's really neat what you said. I know what you resist persists and grows stronger. I think your question also has some hidden three principles in there, and we haven't talked about them yet this show. So I'd just like to take another moment for it with you.
If you have the time.
Because you're stuck in a loop there as well. So you have the upset, and you know that what you resist persists, grows stronger, and dominates your life. That's the first principle.
Right.
Well, the second principle is you can only be exactly as you are in any given moment. So if any given moment, an event is replaying, that's all that can be happening. It's
right.
The only way it can be. And resisting that keeps it in place.
Mm-hmm.
And then the third principle, is anything that you allow to be exactly as it is completes itself. So if you allow that to rehash, but you don't jump into it and invest in it or resist it, it's like, oh, you know, that's playing again.
It's just background noise. You know, I have a disorder. I have a disorder that's called tinnitus, and it's like a ringing in my ears. It's always there, but sometimes I focus on it, and then it gets really loud. And other times, I'm involved in something else, so it falls into the background and has no control over my ears at all. I can hear fine. It's the same thing as jumping into an upset or noticing you have it and then moving on with what you're doing. It's about noticing and letting go, not noticing and trying to get rid of it.
There was a study done at Western Washington University where they actually investigated what happens for people if they invest in an upset and they cathart, or if they divert their attention to something else when they get upset or an upsetting circumstance happens. And they discovered that the people who really invested in the upset were far more likely to get frustrated and upset over other circumstances that they couldn't control. That actually investing in the upset created more upset and created more of a propensity to upset. So as a trick for yourself, when you find yourself replaying something, you can actually, instead of having your attention be on the internal commentary, you can use your physical eyes and look around and see if there's anything in your environment that needs completing.
Okay.
And you can actually wash that dish or straighten that pillow or take care of that file that's on your desk or pick up the phone and call somebody.
Or complete what's incomplete, because a lot of times we get upset to avoid completing those things that need to be complete.
Or working on those projects where we've come to a place where it's time to do something creative and we don't quite know how to do the next step, so instead we get upset as a way to, it's like a screensaver.
Yeah, that is so true. And I like what you said about completeness, because ever since I heard you guys talk about completing things at one of the Monday nights, I've started completing things and not really worrying about, well, who was supposed to do it and why isn't it done, and just doing it myself. And I've noticed that things have been running much, much better and smoother as I go throughout my days.
That's so good.
So great.
That really is so wonderful to hear that.
Thank you. Thank you, guys.
Thank you so much for being on our show, Pat.
Yes, well, thank you as well.
Okay.
Bye. Excellent. Bye. You know, when you said earlier, Shia, the thing about you're going to have to give up one thing, I thought, yeah, you have to give up being right.
Oh, yeah, being right is such a killer, because most of us would rather be right about our point of view. And when you're right about your point of view and somebody else is wrong, it causes you to lose your experience of the moment, and you feel it in your body. There's a deadening that takes place. And there's going to be a deadening taking place in about 15 seconds, because we're going to be going to
not,
a break.
Not a total deadening, because I got the commercial.
Right, okay.
Well, we'll be back shortly.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
Find out what's happening on the Voice America Talk Radio Network by keeping up with us on Twitter. You can find us at Voice America TRN.
Ready to be inspired, entertained, and enlightened? Let award-winning authors Ariel and Shia Kane support you in discovering a state of well-being that in the past was rarely, if ever, achieved. Now you, too, can experience Ariel and Shia's revolutionary new technology, Instantaneous Transformation, that has helped thousands discover how to have more satisfying lives without working on themselves or their problems. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com to receive free audio downloads and to sign up for the Kane's weekly newsletter featuring articles, inspiring quotes, and stories from real people just like you who have discovered enlightenment through the Kane's approach. Visit www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com.
Success, health, satisfaction. Now you can have it all. Ariel and Shia Kane make it easy with award-winning books like How to Create a Magical Relationship, winner of the Nautilus Book Award, Being Here, a collection of stories that inspire, amuse, entertain, and enlighten the soul, or their groundbreaking Working on Yourself Doesn't Work, the three simple ideas that will instantaneously transform your life. These important books will hand you the keys to instantaneous transformation, unlocking new possibilities for health, wealth, and satisfaction in all areas of your life. And attend the Kane's fun, interactive workshops in New York, Germany, or even Costa Rica. Experience a quantum shift in your quality of life as you connect with a vital, supportive community and discover your own greatness. The Kane's books and seminars are the perfect enhancements to their radio show, Being Here. Why not have it all? It's as easy as visiting TransformationMadeEasy.com. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com.
Taking you to the threshold of a dream and beyond. Seventh Wave Network.
You are listening to Being Here with hosts Ariel and Shia Kane. If you would like to participate in today's conversation, please call now. The toll-free number is 1-866-472-5795. Again, 1-866-472-5795. Now, back to Being Here.
Welcome back to Being Here. Shia and I were talking about the break about something Pat said about being right. And I really just wanted to underscore that she brought up something, a real life example of how being right kills your mastery. How when she started looking at completing things, she stopped talking to herself about whether it was her turn or her project or her thing to do. It didn't matter whose dish it was. It was about completing things around her. And as she did that, she became the master of her life and masterful in her environment.
And life became smoother and easier and more fun.
Rather than a successive series of, no, it's not my job, it's not my dish, it's not my turn. You want to be a master in your life, you discover how to have successive moments of yes.
I like that. Successive moments of yes. And speaking about successive moments of yes, I think we have Gio on the phone.
Hi, Gio.
Hi, guys.
How you doing, man?
I'm great. I'm calling. I'm in Manhattan right now, and I'm just really, really enjoying listening to this show.
That's great.
Really?
It's lovely to hear your voice.
Thank you. Yes. I have a question. So I'm finding myself far more masterful these days, having known you guys for a while and done workshops with you. I'm finding myself masterful in areas that I used to think I sucked at, like exercising. I used to really think I was not a very physically inclined person. And,
that was too good. Got to pause you on that.
Sure.
Because you gave people such a great hint. Lots of times people think they're not masterful at something as a disguise for, I don't want to.
Right.
We've talked on previous shows about cracking your own code. Like sometimes you have a code that where you tell yourself something like, if Shia says, gee, I don't feel well, but I think I'm kind of faking, he's usually really sick. Or I'm really
right.
sick. That's your code. So I'm not masterful is code for I don't want to.
That's so funny. That's really, really true. So actually, that's the question part of what I'm saying. What you just said really touched it. But anyway, I'll ask it first anyway.
Okay.
So, I'm finding myself really, really more masterful these days. But what I've been extra motivated lately, and I'm just finding that there's a new, like, undiscovered level that I'd like to step into of not distracting myself and being able to work with consistency and just really stay on what I'm doing without going into distraction or any sort of breaks that I normally take.
Well, then you got to start being kinder to yourself and stop judging yourself when you take a break.
Uh-huh.
Because you see, it's the same voice that used to take you away in complaint and say that you're not good enough at things that is now driving you towards what you're calling mastery. Staying on purpose, getting the job done.
Yeah.
Sometimes taking a break is what it takes to be a master, rather than driving yourself forward all the time, like a relentless slave driver. I love when Shia says to you to be kind to yourself. And also, by extension, be kind to your girlfriend.
Yeah.
Because you absolutely rev her up to come back and be a distraction by the petty disagreements that you get into. You're far better off just to wholeheartedly, wholesomely take a break and not be hard on yourself for taking one.
I love that.
Yeah, look, here's the thing. You've got a good work ethic. You're not an accountant, are you?
No, I'm an artist.
I just couldn't resist. We had two accountants. Bro, that's unusual.
Right.
But, you know, you need to trust yourself because you have a very good work ethic, Gio. You're willing to get up after you work a full day's work at a job. Then you go to your studio.
And you paint.
That's right.
Or you draw.
Or you sculpt. So you're doing things. You know, a lot of people, they get home from work, they crack open a six-pack and sit and watch television. You don't do that.
That's right, never. Yeah.
I know. But that's not your bent. But your bent is to push on yourself to go further than you are all the time. And I like this idea of being where you are all the time. So when you're painting, you're there with that paint. Not trying to make a statement, you're allowing the paint to make the statement. You're discovering in the moment of you and the paintbrush and the canvas, possibility. You see it differently in each moment. You can discover new nuances that you didn't know existed if you're there for it. But if you're driving yourself to completing it, getting it finished, more than completing it, getting finished with it, well then, and moving on to the next thing, then you miss the opportunity that the moment offers.
Oh my God, I love you.
I love you too. It's all about slowing down to now, not getting somewhere, because there is nowhere to get to. You're already here. The question is the quality of your experience of here.
Yeah.
Because if you're trying to get to some idea you have, you're not being, you're doing, and you're going for what you think is better than what you've got. So there's no critical eye in that moment. But in that moment, it's a mind-driven eye looking to get it finished rather than being there discovering its perfection.
I just love that, yes.
You know, I know it's not the same modality as you, but a writer is also a creative artist. And recently I've been reading interviews with some different very, very successful writers. And one of the things that always catches me is when a writer who writes fiction says, well, I didn't expect that my character would get into that kind of trouble. Or I didn't expect that he or she would fall in love with that other one. It surprised me when it happened. And I have a feeling that you're on the verge of something totally new, Gio, because you're already a successful artist. But if you're a successful artist driving forward to an idea you have to complete, rather than being there and seeing what wants to express itself, I can't wait to see what happens as you slow down a bit, as opposed to pressuring yourself to do what you think you need to do in order to be successful.
Yeah, that's really exciting. I like this.
And there was a point where you needed to press yourself. Everybody listening here, don't take Gio's prescription. You have to look for yourself. There was a time when Gio first came, when we first got to know him, where he was sluggish and he was still a child rebelling against things. He would rebel against winter. He would show up during snowstorms.
In a T-shirt. A T-shirt and pajama bottoms.
And wearing slippers outdoors because he didn't want to be dominated by the weather.
Well, the rules of dress and the dress codes of normal people. He was an artist.
That's right. That's true.
And at that time, you weren't making money, and you were slow to make money, and you've so gotten up to speed. And you produce with consistency, and you're inspiring to the people who know you. And so now the very thing that's gotten to you to where you are, which is your ability to press yourself to go forward, there may be something else now where it's about taking a breath and taking a break and being kind to yourself. There's no one-time pill. There's no one-time prescription that you can take and drive yourself forward with. You have to be here.
I love this. Yes, thank you. Thank you so much.
You're welcome so much.
Really?
It's really a pleasure to know you, and I love if for any of you who come to Mondays or want to come to weekends, you'll most likely meet Gio because he comes most any Monday and most any weekend.
And he comes to discover mastery.
That's right.
And mastery is not just in one area.
It's in all areas of your life. Once you've discovered mastery, you can bring it to everything you do in your life. And that includes things like relationships or work or having fun.
Or your physicality and having a body that supports you. I know there are lots of folks out there who are currently wrestling with still the leftover of sluggish winter and leftover of holidays. You can be the master of your fate. You can be the captain of your soul. It simply takes being here.
That's right.
And, Gio, it's been a real pleasure having you with us today.
Yeah, thanks a lot for being on the show, man.
Thank you both. A real pleasure for me.
Excellent.
For those of you who want more mastery, again, we invite you, come to New York City, Valentine's Day, or for the weekend license to live, or in Europe, the freedom to be yourself and the freedom to breathe. We enjoyed being with you today. We're going to be back next week.
So come on back.
And don't miss being here.
We hope you have enjoyed today's episode of Being Here. If you would like to learn more about instantaneous transformation, visit the Canes website at www.transformationmadeeasy.com. Transformationmadeeasy.com. Be sure to tune in next Wednesday for another exciting and empowering episode of Being Here.
Want success in every part of your life? Then join the club, the Excellence Club, the Canes online community of people bringing excellence to all aspects of their lives. Call and ask questions on Being Here. Write comments on the Transformational Moments blog and take excellence to a new level in the Premium Excellence Club. Get the newest articles, podcasts, and weekly videos, plus enlightening advice. Join at TransformationMadeEasy.com by clicking on the Excellence Club. That's TransformationMadeEasy.com, the Excellence Club.
Thanks again for listening to the preceding program brought to you on the Seventh Wave Network. For more information about our network and to check out additional show hosts and topics of interest, please visit SeventhWaveNetwork.com. The Voice America Talk Radio Network is the worldwide leader in live internet talk radio. Visit voiceamerica.com. The views and ideas expressed on the preceding program are strictly those of the host or guests and do not necessarily reflect the views and ideas held by the Voice America Talk Radio Network, its staff, and management.